and became a U.S. citizen comes after a probe into alleged use of forced labor. China's one of the economies, NPR's Jennifer Pak reports.
China says it opposes all forms of unilateral tariffs. President Trump returned to office last year, imposing levies on trade partners under an emergency law. Those were struck down by the Supreme Court earlier this year. Now, the Trump administration is starting to rebuild the tariff wall by initiating trade investigations under different powers to impose new levies. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Mao Ning says economic and trade issues should be resolved through dialogue and consultation. That is in the works, according to China's Commerce Ministry. It said during Trump's meeting with Chinese leader Xi Jinping last month, both sides agreed to discuss tariff reduction. Jennifer Pak, NPR News, Shanghai.
It's NPR. President Trump says Iran has agreed to not have a nuclear weapon. He spoke abroad in a podcast that aired today. However, there's no word from Iran. This comes as the U.S. and Iran have exchanged fire this week. Iran fired toward Bahrain and Kuwait. Officials in Kuwait now say one person has been killed. President Trump has signed a slightly scaled-back executive order on cybersecurity threats that could be posed by artificial intelligence. He had recently put aside a similar executive order over concern it would interfere with the rapid development of AI. Still, the new order is voluntary. It asks AI developers to submit certain kinds of AI models to government review about a month before the models are taken public. Scientists have launched an ambitious effort to develop new gene therapies for brain disorders such as Alzheimer's. NPR's John Hamilton reports.
The Allen Institute in Seattle is running the collaborative effort known as the Brain Health Accelerator. It's an outgrowth of the federally funded Brain Initiative, which was launched by President Obama in 2013. Ed Lean of the Allen Institute says scientists now know how to tweak a particular gene in certain brain cells.
And that opens up the possibility for very specific precision genetic therapies for brain disorders.
Lean says one of the first targets will be Huntington's disease, a fatal inherited disorder. It's caused by a genetic mutation that tells nerve cells to make too much of one type of protein. Scientists think gene therapy can prevent this. John Hamilton, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. Online at WTGrantFoundation.org. And the listeners who support this NPR station.
La Danserie on Kansas Public Radio by Teilman Susato, performed by the Miller Brass Ensemble, a group of musicians in the Chicago area. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre, filling in for Destiny for a second morning. Glad to be with you on this Wednesday morning. She'll be back tomorrow. Speaking of Destiny, we'll hear a little music performed by Destiny later this hour. Looking forward to that very much. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Lead Center, where ticket packages are available for 2026-27 events, including an evening with David Sedaris, a cappella group Straight No Chaser, plus more. Details at lead.ku.edu. Right next door to the Lead Center is the Dole Institute, and we'll be there tomorrow for KPR's 105 Live at the Dole. Food trucks, family activities, and concerts from artists all over the state of Kansas. Every Thursday in June, starting tomorrow. Food trucks will be there at 11:30, music at 1 o'clock. Hope to see you there. Now, Franz Bieber's Sonata No. 2. This corresponds to the Rosary, his mystery sonata. It tells the story of Mary's visit to Elizabeth, Franz Bieber's Sonata No. 2, performed by the Freiburger Baroque Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. Sonata No. 2 by Franz Bieber on Kansas Public Radio. Again, that's one of his mystery sonatas corresponding to the Rosary, that one telling the story of Mary's visit to Elizabeth. From the University of Kansas, we're Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Again, later this hour, we'll hear some music performed by our very own Destiny Ann Mermagan. She has the day off today. She'll be back tomorrow. That's coming up later this hour. And then stay with us for, in the noon hour, we'll hear Carnival of the Animals, plus Symphony No. 85, The Queen by Haydn. It's classical music this afternoon with Jeff Watson here on Kansas Public Radio. Tommaso Albinoni was mostly a violinist, but he wrote this oboe concerto. It was an interesting little piece of trivia. It was among the first oboe concertos by an Italian to appear in print. Again, he was mostly a violinist. It's thought that he wrote these oboe concertos mostly for the European market rather than his local market in Venice. Oboe Concerto by Tommaso Albinoni on Kansas Public Radio. Thank you. Did that get your toes tapping? It did mine. The Oboe Concerto by Tommaso Albinoni on Kansas Public Radio, performed there by E. Musici, soloist Heinz Hollinger on the oboe. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from KU's School of Professional Studies in Overland Park, home to master's and undergraduate degree programs. Options include fully online, in-person, and hybrid. More at sps.ku.edu. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Manhattan Free Clinic, working with local partners like Via Christi, Pawnee Mental Health, and area health departments to expand care for uninsured patients. More information at mhkfreeclinic.com. Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre, filling in for Destiny this morning. You know, Destiny's a little shy about playing her own music during her show. So while she's away, I thought I'd play some. This is Bach's Violin Partita No. 3, performed by our very own Destiny Ann Mermagan. It's from her CD, Bach to Barn Burners. If you've ever had the chance to see Destiny perform in concert, it is a treat. I got to see her on Sunday performing, and she's really marvelous. So if you haven't seen her in person, check out prairieclassical.org. It's her nonprofit. In the meantime, here's Destiny Ann Mermagan with Bach's Violin Partita on Kansas Public Radio. That's KPR's own Destiny Ann Mermagan performing Violin Partita No. 3 by Johann Sebastian Bach. She's good on the radio. She's good on the violin. Is there anything that Destiny can't do? We'll have more music by Destiny coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be filling in for Destiny on this Wednesday morning. She'll be back tomorrow with music that is not her own, but while she's away, it's kind of fun to play a little of Destiny's music. Again, we've got more of that coming up in the 11 o'clock hour on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Creating your legacy in public radio can be as easy as adding KPR to your will. Find out how you can become a member of the Dick Wright Legacy Society at legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. Your bequest can help ensure our on-air service will continue for years to come. Again, create your legacy at legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. KPR's Community Spotlight this month is on Manhattan Free Clinic, working with local partners like Via Christi, Pawnee Mental Health, and area health departments to expand care for uninsured patients. More information is at mhkfreeclinic.com. Mostly cloudy skies today. We're looking for highs near 82 degrees. Light winds from the southeast. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 63 degrees. Again, light winds from the southeast. And then for tomorrow, we've got a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly in the evening. We also have a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night as well, with highs expected in the mid-80s. It's 70 degrees in Atchison, 71 in Chanute, 72 degrees in Emporia, 70 degrees in Manhattan, 72 degrees in Topeka. Again, I'm Kay McIntyre filling in for Destiny Ann Mermegan on this Wednesday morning. She'll be back tomorrow afternoon, or tomorrow morning, rather. In the afternoon, of course, it's Jeff Watson. Stay with us today. For the noon hour, we'll hear a delightful fantasy concerto by English composer Haydn Wood. We'll also hear some familiar work from the Carnival of the Animals, plus Symphony No. 85, The Queen, by Franz Joseph Haydn. That's Classical Music with Jeff Watson coming up from noon till 3 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio.
The drought-shrunken Colorado River has left western states like California facing a looming water crisis. But in San Diego, there is enough excess drinking water to sell to nearby states. The secret? Desalination.
What we're looking to do is really show that there's an opportunity to manage the system in a new way.
I'm Elsa Chang. Hear that story on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered from 3 to 6 o'clock this afternoon with Elsa Chang and your local host, Laura Lorson. Coming up next here on Kansas Public Radio, it's the latest news from NPR. Support for news on Kansas Public Radio comes from the LMH Health Women's Center, offering a variety of women's health services for patients of all ages. Find out more about LMH Health Women's Center at lmh.org. And from KU School of Professional Studies in Overland Park, home to master's and undergraduate degree programs. Options include fully online, in-person, and hybrid. More at sps.ku.edu. You're listening to Classical Music this morning on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 10:01.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. President Trump confirms he told Israel's prime minister that he's crazy. He used an expletive during a call this week that halted planned Israeli airstrikes on Lebanon's capital. Itai Stern reports from Tel Aviv.
Trump was asked by conservative writer Miranda Devine on her show Pot for Swan about the Axios report and if he had cursed at Netanyahu and called him crazy. Trump confirmed he didn't.
And Democrats have a huge registration advantage. For NPR News, I'm Steve Futterman in Los Angeles.
And you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation, supporting books, radio, podcasts, film, television, theater, and more to bridge science and the humanities. This is Kansas Public Radio. That's Beethoven's Overture to the Creatures of Prometheus on Kansas Public Radio. It's an opening to a ballet, but unfortunately all the details and choreography to that have been lost. We do still have Beethoven's great music performed there by the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. The Overture to the Creatures of Prometheus on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre filling in today for Destiny. If it's not worth the time or effort to sell your old truck or motorcycle, KPR's vehicle donation program will take it off your hands and we can turn it into the programs you enjoy every day. Programs like locally produced classical music. Find out more about KPR's vehicle donation program at kansaspublicradio.org. Next up, Haydn's Piano Trio No. 19. It's performed by Trio 1790. 1790 marks the midpoint in their repertoire. They play piano trios from about 1760 to the close of the classical period around 1820. Thus the name. Trio 1790 on Kansas Public Radio. Haydn's Piano Trio on Kansas Public Radio, performed there by Trio 1790. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre filling in for Destiny for the rest of this morning. She'll be back at KPR tomorrow morning. Join us for KPR's 105 Live at the Dole Institute. Food trucks, family activities, and concerts from artists all over the state of Kansas. Every Thursday during June, starting tomorrow. Food trucks will start at 11:30. Music at 1 p.m. Hope to see you there. For the rest of this hour, Edvard Grieg's Symphony in C. He was never satisfied with this. He called this the Forbidden Symphony. He wrote right on the score, it should never be performed. He wrote it when he was only 21 years old, maybe a little harsh. He would describe that as a bygone Schumann period in my life. Some critics complained that it wasn't Norwegian enough. It was largely lost and then resurrected in about 1980. Grieg's Forbidden Symphony on Kansas Public Radio. Grieg's Forbidden Symphony on Kansas Public Radio, performed there by the Malmö Symphony Orchestra. Resurrected in 1980, after Grieg said it should never be performed. You heard it here on Kansas Public Radio.
Between AI and social media and misinformation, it's good to be skeptical of what you hear. On Morning Edition from NPR News, you get independent reporting.
And tell us what NPR has learned about these back-channel efforts from countries.
Driven by curiosity, not an agenda.
Oh, that part is news to me. What's going on here?
Get the facts every weekday.
Get the facts on NPR during Morning Edition, All Things Considered, and in just 1 minute with the hourly news on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on Kansas Public Radio comes from St. Joseph, Missouri, home to 14 area museums, 3 national historic trails, landmark architecture, and the Kansas City Chiefs summer training camp. Details at stjomo.com. That's stjomo.com. NPR News is coming up next, followed by an hour of classical music. Stay with us.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The head of the UN's nuclear watchdog agency says inspectors have been on the ground in Iran, but they did not go back to the places that were attacked. Instead, they visited small labs and other facilities. Here's NPR's Aya Batrawi.
Rafael Grossi of the International Atomic Energy Agency says there's very limited to no activity in Iran now in uranium mining and enrichment. Grossi was directly involved in nuclear talks between Iran and the U.S. in February, just before the U.S. and Israel struck Iran. Asked by NPR if Iran had agreed then to zero stockpiling of its highly enriched uranium, Grossi said it's hard to say because talks were truncated by war.
There were a number of alternatives that were being discussed at that time. One is what you mentioned, but it was not the only one.
Grossi says other options included Iran halting or limiting enrichment. Now he says it's yet to be seen what can be agreed on. Aya Batrawi, NPR News, Abu Dhabi.
President Trump's endorsement streak did not pay off in Iowa's gubernatorial contest yesterday. His candidate, Representative Randy Feenstra, narrowly lost the Republican nomination to farmer and businessman Zach Lunt. The Democratic Party nominee for governor is State Auditor Rob Sand. He ran unopposed. And NPR's Stephen Fowler has been watching the gubernatorial and Senate primaries.
Democrats chose their nominee for U.S. Senate. Republicans chose their pick for governor. 3 of the 4 House races are indeed viewed as some of the few competitive races in the country this fall. For the Senate, the nominee is State House Representative Josh Turek. He's a Paralympian who holds a seat that voted for Trump and argued that his background and campaign strategy is the best way for Democrats to win in a red state. Primary voters agree, picking him over a progressive state senator by a 2-to-1 margin.
Stephen Fowler reporting, the California gubernatorial primary has yet to be called. The 3 leading candidates vying to succeed Governor Gavin Newsom are Democrats Javier Becerra and Tom Steyer and Republican Steve Hilton. Federal investigators are examining the prediction market trades of former New York Republican Congressman George Santos. NPR's Bobby Yalin has details.
4 months after George Santos had a 7-year wire fraud prison sentence commuted by President Trump, he took to social media. Santos said he planned on attending Trump's State of the Union address. What he didn't say publicly is that he was betting tens of thousands of dollars on the prediction market site Kalshi that he would not attend. Before it was revealed he did not go, he cashed out. That's according to 3 sources with direct knowledge of Santos's trades. The Justice Department and the Commodity Futures Trading Commission are investigating. When reached by NPR, Santos said the investigations were news to him. He said, I'm not saying yes, I'm not saying no, when asked if he has an account on Kalshi. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
From Washington, this is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Strawberry.me, whose career coaches offer professional support to help people get unstuck, gain clarity, and move forward, whether advancing in a current role or choosing a new direction altogether. More at strawberry.me/public. great way to start out the 11 o'clock hour. That's Aram Khachaturian's Dance of the Rhodes Maidens on Kansas Public Radio, performed there by the Boston Pops Orchestra under the direction of Arthur Fiedler. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you for this last hour of classical music, sitting in for Destiny this morning. She'll be back tomorrow. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Free State Festival, presenting a screening of the documentary Nova 78 about William S. Burroughs, showing on June 28th at Liberty Hall. Details at freestatefestival.org. We've got lots more classical music coming up in the next hour, including a performance by our own Destiny Ann Mermagan. But now it's Felix Mendelssohn's String Quartet, performed here by the New Zealand String Quartet. It's Mendelssohn's first attempt at writing a string quartet. He was only 14 years old at the time. Mendelssohn's String Quartet in E-flat on Kansas Public Radio. That's Felix Mendelssohn's String Quartet, performed there by the New Zealand String Quartet on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Security Benefit, providing Kansas teachers and educators nationwide with retirement plans and investment options, and funding for the Kansas Teacher of the Year program. More information is available at securitybenefit.com. Coming up, we've got music from KPR's own Destiny Ann Mermagan. I'm Kay McIntyre, filling in for Destiny today. She'll be back tomorrow. Then stay with us this afternoon for more classical music. In the noon hour, we've got a delightful fantasy concerto by English composer Haydn Wood, some familiar work from the Carnival of the Animals, and Symphony No. 85, The Queen, by Haydn. Classical music from noon to 3 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio with your host, Jeff Watson. And now The Tomb of Couperin by Maurice Ravel. It was composed originally for the piano during World War I, and each of the six movements is dedicated to the memory of a friend killed in battle. Maurice Ravel's The Tomb of Couperin by the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. The Orpheus Chamber Orchestra performing The Tomb of Couperin on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing independent energy systems such as backup batteries and solar panels for farms, homes, and businesses. More information is at cromwellsolar.com. Join us for KPR's 105 Live at the Dole Institute. Food trucks, family activities, and concerts from artists all over the state of Kansas. And it starts tomorrow. Every Thursday in June, food trucks will start at 11:30 and music at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Join us at 105 Live at the Dole Institute. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. It has been my pleasure to be with you today and yesterday, filling in for Destiny Ann Mermagan. She'll be back with us tomorrow, but in her absence, she's a little shy sometimes about playing her own music. As you know, she's an accomplished violinist, And we'll hear a little bit of her music for the rest of this hour. This is The Last Rose of Summer, performed by Destiny Ann Mermagan and Heather Adelsberger on the piano. Last Rose of Summer is part of Bouquet American, a collection of familiar folk melodies. Destiny Ann Heather Adelsberger is the first ever to release the complete works of UTOM's Bouquet American. We'll hear that on Kansas Public Radio. KPR's own Destiny Ann Mermagan there on the violin with Heather Adelsberger on piano. That's Days of Absence, and before that we heard Last Rose of Summer, part of UTOM's Bouquet American for violin and piano on Kansas Public Radio. Destiny will be back performing the works of other people tomorrow during classical music from 9 till noon on KPR.
The drought-shrunken Colorado River has left western states like California facing a looming water crisis. But in San Diego, there is enough excess drinking water to sell to nearby states. The secret? Desalination.
What we're looking to do is really show that there's an opportunity to manage the system in a new way.
I'm Elsa Chang. Hear that story on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 3 to 6 o'clock with Elsa Chang and your local host, Laura Lorson, on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Support for news on KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com. And from Union Station, presenting The Berlin Wall, A World Divided, presented by Chase, featuring over 200 artifacts, personal testimonies, and sections of the Berlin Wall. Now open. More information and tickets available at unionstation.org.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi.